From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. World leaders are reacting to Thursday night's attack in Nice. Germany's Angela Merkel said that today we are in solidarity. The people in Germany and everybody here are in solidarity with our friends in France. Boris Johnson, Britain's new foreign secretary.
This is a terrorist incident, as it appears to be. This represents a continuing threat to us in the whole of Europe, and we must meet it together.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Russia preparing to discuss the situation in Syria.
And I think people all over the world are looking to us and waiting for us to find a faster and more tangible way of them feeling that everything that is possible is being done to end this terror scourge. And to unite the world in the most comprehensive efforts possible to fight back against their nihilistic and depraved approach to life and death.
84 people were killed and more than 100 injured when a speeding truck drove through a crowd of people at a Bastille Day celebration. Through a translator, French President François Hollande says the attack has all the elements of terrorism.
This attack of an undeniable terrorist nature is once again one of absolute violence, and it is clear that we must do everything we can to fight against the scourge of terrorism.
Hollande said France's state of emergency, set to end later this month, will be extended for another 3 months. This is VOA. A former head of Afghanistan's intelligence agency has leaked documents that he claims shows Pakistan's link to groups that carry out attacks inside Afghanistan. VOA cannot independently verify the authenticity of the documents, one of which is a letter allegedly sent from the headquarters of Pakistan's intelligence agency ordering payments to the militants or their families involved in an attack on Kabul's airport. In another letter, Pakistan's military intelligence agency supposedly informed the headquarters that they are working to arrange safe houses in Pakistan for members of the Afghan Taliban. President Ghani's administration has not commented on these allegations, and Pakistani officials refused to respond when contacted. The South Korean Defense Ministry's decision this week to deploy the U.S. Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, system in the southeastern county of Seongju has sparked public fears that the system could endanger the health and safety of people living nearby, especially from exposure to radiation from the system's powerful radar emissions. Protesters pelted South Korean Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-an with eggs and water bottles on Friday as he tried to allay the concerns of citizens living near the site where the THAAD system will be deployed. With regards to the THAAD radar deployment, he said, "We will fully listen to your opinion and make sure that safety is secured." Customers in India's southern state of Kerala will have to dig deeper into their pockets each time they'd like to order a hamburger, a pizza, or other fast food. In an effort to combat rising levels of obesity, the state government is imposing a 14.5% fat tax on fast foods sold by branded restaurants such as McDonald's and Pizza Hut. Kerala's finance minister, Tomek Isaac, says he took the cue from other countries that have experimented with similar taxes. While critics question if it will actually deter people from eating junk food, they suspect it is probably meant to garner more revenue. But doctors and nutritionists agree the country needs to address its expanding waistlines. The Philippine Solicitor General says the government will fight for the country's landmark victory in arbitration to be upheld when it talks to China about their disputes in the South China Sea. The decision handed down Tuesday by the tribunal in The Hague invalidated Beijing's expansive claims, territorial claims, in the South China Sea based on a UN treaty that governs the world's oceans. Philippine Solicitor General Jose Cadilla disclosed his position on Friday. From Washington, this is VOA. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.